So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf elaborated on the close relationship of the Roman Emperor Antoninus and Rebbe, upon which the Gemara cites the following pasuk. Rivka was told that the two children she's carrying represent two nations. The word is pronounced Shnei Goyim, two nations, but it's written in the Torah as Shnei Geyim, two leaders. And this refers specifically to Antoninus v'Rebbe, Shlei Poskim al Shulchanim, Lei Chazeres, Lei Kishas, Lei Tznoin, Lei B'Maisachama, V'Lei B'Maisach Shamim. During all seasons, they served Chazeres, lettuce, Kishas, cucumbers, and Tznoin radish to help their digestion. As Tosfos explains, Sheyumarbim Su'udei Shulchanim, because they always held large feasts since they were both very wealthy. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah of Edei Hen Shel Evdei Kechavim. V'yem Haleida, V'yem Hamisa, Devri Meir. Remeir says the Romans worship Avodah Zarah on the current emperor's birthday and on the anniversary of his death during the reign of his son. Regarding Yom HaMisa, the Chum disagree and say that it depends. Kol Misa sheyesh b'sreifa, yesh b'avodas kechavim. V'sheim b'sreifa, im b'avodas kechavim. If they burn the emperor's belongings, they also worship Avodah Zarah. If they don't burn the emperor's belongings, they do not worship Avodah Zarah. The Gemara initially assumes that the machlokes depends on whether the sreifa was done for Avodah Zarah. However, the Gemara rejects this approach from the following brisa. The Jews are permitted to burn the belongings of their deceased king, and this is not considered the ways of the Goyim. If the Romans do this for Avodah Zarah, how can we do this? We're certainly forbidden to follow in their ways. David the Gemara explains as follows. All agree that Sreifa was not done for Avodah Zarah, but rather to show honor to the deceased emperor. And the Machlekes is as follows. Remeir holds Leishna Misa Sheesh Basreifa, Leishna Misa Sheim Basreifa, Palche Bal Avodas Kechavim. Even if they did not perform Sreifa, they consider his death a great loss and they worship Avodah Zarah. But the Chacham hold Misa Sheesh Basreifa, Chashiva Luhu Upalche Ba. Vesheim Basreifa, Lei Chashiva Vlei Palche Ba. If they do Sreifa, it's because they consider his death a great loss and therefore they worship Avodah Zarah. If they do not do Sreifa, it's because they do not consider his death a great loss and therefore they do not worship Avodah Zarah. The Gemara now elaborates on the previously mentioned brisa. Because the pasuk states that Yirmiyahu HaNavi said to Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, "V'shalom tamus uv'misrafes avisach ha'malachim yisrif bulach." U'kashem shesorifin al malachim kach sorifin al nasiim. They also burned the belongings of the nasi upon his passing. U'mahim sorifin al malachim mitasan v'klei tashmishin. And they burn only his bed, clothing, and personal effects. And accordingly, the following two brises must also refer to klei tashmishin. The brisa that states, Oikrin ala malachim, ve'im b'mishum darche ha'mayri. After the king's death, the Jews are permitted to cut the sinews of the horse's leg. This must be referring to sus sharacha balav, the horse that the king rode on. And the brisa that states, Ikur sheyesh b'treifa asa, v'she'im b'treifa mutr. Regarding a kosher animal such as a calf, they are forbidden to cut the sinews in an area where the animal becomes treif. They are only permitted to cut the sinews in the lower portion of the leg where the animal remains kosher. This brisa must be referring to ba'agola hamayshechas b'kroin, the calf that pulled the king's chariot. And as Tesis adds, there's no concern for the Isra bal tashchas because kivin l'chvayde shalmelech leisinkein ein kan hashchasa. Since they do this to honor the king, this is not considered a waste. And there's also no concern for the Isra tzar b'lechayim because sh'ani kavayt hamelech shu kavid l'chol Yisrael v'asu kavid rabbi medochi tzar b'lechayim. Since this was also an honor for all the Yidden, the honor of the public overrides the Isra of tzar b'lechayim. The Mishnah now teaches about several Edei Hen Shel Evdei Kechavim in which Eina Asa Elo Eisa Hayoyim V'Eisa Ish Blavat. The prohibition not to deal with Akum applies only on that day, but not on the preceding and following days, and only to that specific person, but not to others, because the following are celebrations of an individual's private occasions and therefore of lesser significance. The Akum would worship Avodah Zarah on the following days. Yom Teglach HaZekanai Uvlerisai. On the day he shaved off his beard, and on the day that he shaved off the hair in the back of his head, which he purposely let grow for this rite. Rashi says this was usually done once a year. And V'yem Sha'Allah Bayman Ayam, on the day he returned from overseas. And V'yem Sha'yatim Ibe Sasurin, on the day he was released from prison. And V'akim Sha'asim Mishdil Abnoi, on the day of his son's wedding. Amir Yehudim Rishmul, Oida Cheres Yeshlem Beremi, Achas L'Shivim Shana. There's another holiday in Rome which they celebrate only once in 70 years. V'yem Adim Shalom, U'markivin Oisei Aladim Chigar. They have a lame person carry a healthy person to depict Yaakov, who is lame, carrying Esav. And the Mabishan Noise Big the Adamarishan, Umanichan Le Bereshir Karkefale Shal Reb Yishmal. The healthy person wore Adamarishan's garments, and on his head he wore the facial skin of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, which they removed when he was killed. And the totally bitsavre maskil resh zuzi de pisa umachapen es shvokem beinach. From the healthy person's neck they hung a rare precious stone weighing 200 zuz, and the streets were covered with other precious stones. And they would announce, Sach kiri plaster achud de meroner zayafna. The Lord's prophecy regarding the final redemption is false, of Yaakov, the brother of our leader Esav, who deceived him of the brachas. My hani l'ramah b'ramuuse ulezayafna b'zayivnuse. Yaakov did not benefit from deceiving Esav of the brachas, and they would conclude, Vai laden kach Yaakov dein. Woe is to Esav when Yaakov will rise to power. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah did not mention this holiday because the Isa b'choshat v'shat k'choshav the lesser b'choshat v'shat k'choshav. The Mishnah only mentioned holidays that were celebrated every year, while this holiday was celebrated only once in 70 years. Rav Chanan bar Rav Chizda Amar Rav says, Chamisha bate avodis k'chavim kavuin hein. There are five cities that have established places of avodah zarah. And as the Gemara explains, kula shat palchilhu, they worship avodah zarah there every day. Therefore, as Rashi says, v'asum b'masa matan lo'ilam, a Jew is always forbidden to have dealings with them. Shmuel says, "Begayla ena asa eliyim edim levad." Outside Eretz Yisrael, the Isser Masa Matan applies only on the day of the actual holiday, but not the preceding and following days, because as Rashi explains, "En onu yuchelim lahamer etzmeinu melisa v'lit neimam shebeneim onu yeshven uparnasaseinu mehem." In these places, we cannot refrain from dealing with them for more than one day, because our livelihood comes from the non-Jews, and v'oid mishum yira, because in these places the Jews have more to fear of the non-Jews. And Rashi and Dav Zayin mention a third reason, in ha'akum adukin kolkach b'avodas k'chavim, because after Eretz Yisrael, the non-Jews are not as attached to their avodah zarah.